Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
We are looking at 7:10 on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Morning, 61 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Alex Greenwald.
I want to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. We are waking up with heavy hearts this morning following the school shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. 19 children, two teachers dead in a shooting. This took place 85 miles west of San Antonio. The students at this elementary school, second, third, and fourth graders, 7, 8, 9, and 10-year-olds. The 18-year-old shooter, a high school student, shot and killed his grandmother at her home before going to the school. He was shot and killed by responding police. Certainly the conversation turns to a lot of different ways to discuss what happened, how can this happen. We do know the debate will continue about gun control. We think it's probably helpful right now to bring in members of the faith-based community. Our listeners here are hurt. They want to do something. What can they do? So we're bringing in a good friend of ours, a friend of the show, Pastor Jay Rebsamen, who's a pastor at West End Baptist Church here in Rock Hill. Good morning to you, Pastor Jay.
Good morning, Lucas. How are you today?
Well, we are standing strong with our family and friends there in Texas. Our prayers go out to them. Pastor Robb, when there are events like this that have unfolded in our community, a lot of people do turn to faith. How do you help families here in our listening area, York, Lancaster, and Chester counties, navigate, whether it's the conversation with their family, their kids, or just their coworkers, and process what happened?
Man, that's a great question, Lucas. First of all, my heart is, as you have already said this morning, my heart is heavy for the families that are there. My son is a few hours north of there in San Antonio as he serves for the Houston Police Department. And so my heart is heavy. We woke up this morning and my wife and I are grieving for the parents. I think it's a twofold approach. It's number one, it's what do the parents do in situations like this? Number one, for themselves. And then also number two, I would say, how can the parents then help their kids? So I just want to help parents this morning. Number one, I think, parents have got to, they need to process their emotion privately because it is so heavy. We have a tendency as parents to air our dirty laundry with our students, with our children. And I think in a moment like this, the mom and dad, the single dad, they've got to process this emotionally, talk through it with their friends, but to process it emotionally, don't process it in front of the kids because the kids are hearing some things that parents really don't want their kids, to hear. I would also encourage parents to limit their exposure to the event. I've said this before, Lucas, on the show there, that if we could all stay off of social media for an extra hour a day, I think our world would be a better place. And just stay off of, limit the exposure, not to completely stay disengaged, but just to limit the exposure, because what you focus on in your life gets magnified, and what gets magnified in your life really is what you end up focusing on. I would also, encourage for the parents to talk to their kids about the event, but it needs to be done in an age appropriate way. I mean, we could spend literally hours of the different age groups of our kids, and I think that it's up to the parent to make that best decision, working together. If it's a single parent, working with your, what I like to say is work with your village, because it takes a village to raise our kids. So single parents, work with your village on what it looks like to talk to your kids. And as you do so, man, I would say, Lucas, we've got to let our kids know that sin is evil and it's real. Mm. At the end of the day, yes, there's going to be political opposition on both ends of the party, and I get all that. And I get, you know, gun rights. I get all of that. I get it, sure. Mm-hmm. But at the root of it, I want to know the why to the what, right? Mm. And the why is sin is real and it is evil. And when parents are addressing it from that standpoint, I would encourage, the question again, age appropriate. Why do you think, just asking their kids to be engaged in the conversation, why do you think people kill innocent people? Mm. Because it's innocent. I mean, this is, according to what I'm reading, Lucas, this is, yesterday, the kids were supposed to go on summer break tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And so why is it that people do something as ridiculous as this? And I would encourage, as parents deal with the sin issue and recognize it from the offset, don't debate policy with your kids. Don't introduce it. There's a time and there's a place. And my encouragement to parents, my encouragement to my church that God has entrusted me to lead, is there will be a time. Now is not the time. Now is the time to focus on the why, to help them and talk about the battle, between right and wrong.
Pastor Jay, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. This is great advice, and I know families are listening as they're bringing their little ones to the car and in the car, bringing them to school, and you just hug them tighter and arming teachers with this, giving parents this information is great. You can reach out to a lot of churches in our community if you are not plugged in. There are many that can help you, such as I know West End Baptist Church. Pastor Jay, you're again always great to come on this show to kind of help us with that. And again, stay off social media today might be the best piece of advice for everyone. And just have that conversation, reconnect as a family. If everyone's going their different ways today, today might be a good time of getting around the kitchen table if you don't do so already. And have a family meeting and, just spend some time with one another. But Pastor Jay, we certainly appreciate this information. We're pushing up against a hard break, but thank you again so much and for your expertise, and we'll be in touch.
Yeah, let's be a hope giver today, Lucas. Be a hope giver.
Love that. Pastor Jay Rebsamen with West End Baptist Church.